Pause recording. Button.
Hi all, this is Raul Gallegos, and I'm in my kitchen on this wonderful Monday morning, the 16th of April, 2012. I just wanted to briefly mention that I am in the process of making a Storm 8 podcast, where I demonstrate how to play some of the various Storm 8 games which are out there. Storm 8 is a company located at storm8.com. That's the number 8, by the way. And sorry if I sound like I'm moving back and forth here. I'm in my kitchen getting ready to make myself some steak and eggs for breakfast. So anyway, this podcast is about Storm 8. I already said that. I can't multitask, obviously. And this is played on your iPhone, Android, or iPod. And you can also play them on Facebook, but I haven't tried that yet, so I don't know how accessible that would be. Found it. Okay. So anyway, the various games on Storm 8 which can be played are Vampires, Zombies, Kingdoms, World War, iMobsters, Rockstar, Pets, and I'm forgetting one, Ninjas. I wasn't counting. Oh, and Racing. So that should be a total of 9. And I play 8 of them. I play all of them except for Pets. I just didn't care for Pets. And so I just wanted to just give a quick thing on the fact that I'm doing this. And I think it's a lot of fun. They're accessible for the most part. I do say for the most part because some of the games you can't access the settings menu to transfer your account to a new device or to create your Storm 8 ID. Which, by the way, my Storm 8 ID is ASMO47, in case you guys want to add me if you're a player already. That's ASMO47, and I play all the games except for Pets, as I mentioned. Right now, my two current favorites are World War and iMobsters. Although, for the most part, they all do the same thing in that if you're decent with numbers, then you'll have a relatively easy time playing because you can kind of calculate whether you're going to win a fight or lose. If you're not good with numbers, you can still enjoy these games because you can sort of get a feel, depending on what sort of equipment people have, opponents have, on whether you might beat them or not. And in order to gain in the game, you gain experience, which you get by fighting people or by doing quests and missions and that sort of thing. And no dishes in the dishwasher. I guess I have no excuse to not do the dishes. The dishwasher is empty. And so on iMobsters, for example, I can attack someone, and if I have better equipment than they do, my attack points add up to more than their defense points, then I win. If it's the other way around, then I lose. The key to these games is income. The higher the levels you get, the more it costs you to maintain the equipment or abilities or whatever. And so there's ways to make money in all these games. And I'm talking about game money, not real money. Although you can pay Storm 8 real money to kind of get a leg up and move faster in the game. But I don't do that. I got 5 kids to feed. That's 2 kids here that are living with me, plus my cat and my dog. That's 4, and myself, 5. Anyway, my time's just about up because I only get 5 minutes on Audioboo, so it's just about up. Rather than going in there and hitting the stop or